don't know what I did in the beginning, but we're live now. So what's up, Nuno? I appreciate you. What's going on?
What's going on, homie? We did this, you know, we were just in a practice run. That's all. We were just making sure, you know, we had all the knowledge ready for the show. So this is, we're going to break it down. This is P2P from the Pots of Playoffs with Boomer and DDP. And we're going to just dive into some ACC this week. I'm going to lead it off, dive right into it since we're already prepped it. I'm going to start with Temple. You know, they went 3-9 last year, 1-7 in the conference. Head coach Stan Drayton, he could be on a hot seat. He might be an outhouse candidate. I don't know yet. We'll see. Offense only averaged a dismal 16.3 points per game. They got maybe a couple guys in here. I call them puppies that could perform to be dogs this year. They got a Georgia transfer and 2020 quarterback DeJuan Mathis. He's 6'6", 205 pounds. He had 1,223 yards passing, 59% completion, 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. None jumping off the page. Wide receiver Jose Barbon, however you want to say it, 6', 189 pounds. He had 40 receptions for 440 yards, 11 yards per catch, 2 touchdowns. On the other side was Ahmad Anderson Jr. He's 5'11", 175 pounds, 24 receptions, 283 yards, 4.8 yards per catch, 2 touchdowns. And they got a slew of running backs, and I know who you already like, so I'm just going to run it through. We got Texas A&M transfer running back Devon Hubbard. He's 6', 210 pounds. He hasn't really even stepped on the field yet. Then they got this gentleman who's probably the lead candidate. Maybe not. We'll see. Edward Sadie, 5'11", 200 pounds flat. He had 87 attempts for 321 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then we got Florida Gator transfer running back Iverson Clement. He's 6', 200 pounds. Talk to me, Jerry. Which one you like?
I like Clement, but like I said in the pre-show, I think that getting two, you know, SEC running backs to transfer to Temple, that's a win, no matter what you do.
He said pre-show. I love it. That's who we're going with. All right, now on the defense side of the ball, they were gross too. They had 37.5 points per game, 6.2 yards per play against all AAC competition. Now, I said it in the pre-show. I went searching, man. I'm known to find these diamonds in the rough, so I got two uncut gems. Might take a little bit to polish them up, but they're in the secondary. Cameron Ruiz, he had 31 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 5 pass defenses, 1 fumble recovery. And then Keyshawn Paul, the other cornerback, he had 24 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pick, 1 forced fumble, and 1 fumble recovery. And that's all we're going to do about them Temple Owls. I'm going to let you go into your guys, right? Roll with your guys.
My guys, U.S. Navy midshipmen. Let's go. So Ken Niumatalolo, I always jack it up, but he's been the head coach there for quite a while now. 6 games, lost 2-1-2, and then lost 4 by 1 score. I mean, a lot of close games, but that's what happens when you just run and run and run and run, triple option. Levite, 449, 55% completion, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 374 rushing yards, 7 touchdowns. They run the triple option. It's what they do. Vincent Terrell and Haywood and Markel Haywood are both 5'8", 170-pound guys. Listen, I mean, you're not going to have big guys, you know, at the Navy. We got to meet weight standards here, baby. So they'll get plenty of rushes back and forth. All 3 of them, quarterback, 2 running backs. Jaden Umbarger is going to get 6 receptions again this year for 90 for 60 yards. I mean, he's going to lead the league.
Lead the team?
Well, lead the team. He could leave. I mean, you know, Army, Navy, and Air Force, he could lead all of them. So we'll see.
Somebody on the Air Force is going to have like 400 yards receiving.
Yep. So they lost Diego Fago, and then now they've got John Marshall. We talked about it earlier. John Marshall had 54 tackles. I think he gets close to 100 this year. Raven Love, I think he's right there, 40 to 60 tackles at safety. He had 1 interception, 4 pass deflections. He's going to have to step up just in how that conference is, because this conference likes to throw the ball. 6 wins, I just don't think is going to happen. I think we're going to probably get to 5 wins again and try to win, you know, versus Army and Air Force and bring that cup home. But next on, USF, what you got for me?
I'd love to see you guys bring that cup home. I would. Now let's Let's talk about the U. They had what? 2 wins last year, 2-10, 1-7 conference. Head coach Jeff Scott. I mean, he returns 18 starters to a team that wasn't good, but hopefully they can take that and roll with it. I said in the pre-show, I believe he could be an outhouse candidate. But we'll see. You said we got to give him an extra year, but we'll see. Quarterback Timmy McClain, he had 1,880 yards last year, 53.3% completion, 5 touchdowns, 7 deceptions. Me and Jared always tell you, when your interceptions are higher than your touchdown rate, you're not good. I'm sorry. Don't take that to heart, but you're not good. Quarterback Terry Bohan, transfer from Baylor. Go ahead.
That's who's going to be the quarterback, Jerry Bohannon, for sure.
100%. He had 2,200 yards last year, almost 63% completion. He had 18 touchdowns, 7 deceptions. I mean, he had more than three times the amount of touchdowns than the other guy than McClain had with the same amount of interceptions. So, just walking through the door, they obviously gave him the QB1 status. Now, this guy, running back, Jared Mangum, I think you're going to like this guy. 6'2", 215. He had 160 attempts last year, 671 yards, 4.2 yards per carry. I know that doesn't meet your 5 threshold, but he did have 15 touchdowns. So, real quick, what do you think about that?
Dude's a bowling ball, man. And put 10 pounds on him, he's starting middle linebacker for that team. So,
Facts.
Playing both ways, baby.
Oh, hey, you know, I might have to look that up. He may have. You never know. Now, this wide receiver core got a couple. I like to call them, like I said earlier, puppies. They could step up and be dogs. But this gentleman, he leads the big dogs on the porch. Xavier Weaver, 6'1", 170 pounds, 41 receptions for 715 yards. My golly, Miss Molly, 17.4 yards per catch, but he only had 2 touchdowns. I love that 17.4. That's just big play McGee right there. I love to see more of it. Now, this Clemson transfer, I'm going to get my tissue, Azu, 6'3", 215 pounds. He had 8 receptions for 114 yards in his total career at Clemson. I feel he takes a ginormous step from that. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he gets 40-plus receptions this year. And then they got Jimmy Horn out there. He had 30 receptions for 408, 13.6. Love that number. 1 touchdown. Defense, gross. Putrid. 35 points per game, pretty much. Defensive coordinator Bob Shoop, like I said, not Stoops. Experience, hopefully he can turn that program around. But they got a dog at linebacker in Antonio Greer. 6'1", 220 pounds, 92 tackles, 52 solo tackles. He had 8 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, and 2 interceptions. Gary, we talked about it in the pre-show. That man is a dog.
Yeah, Antonio Greer's the real deal. I really think he's got a lot of promise to be at least a chance to win the defensive MVP for that conference. So,
ooh, I like that. That's very, very, very possible. I like that. That's a put that one on a board. I like that. Let's go. Roll into the next one. It's yours.
We got Tulsa, went 7-6 last year, 5-3, and then they took a lot of teams to the brink. I mean, they gave Ohio State all their worth last year, and, I mean, they gave Cincinnati all the worth last year. A lot of those games were a lot closer than you would expect to be honest with you. They do play at Ole Miss, at Houston, at Wyoming, at Navy, at Memphis. I think they win 3 of the 5. And I think they give Houston, you know, all they want, to be honest with you. It's just one of those weird rivalry games that they have. You'll see win one, lose one, win one, lose one. I do think that Houston has the better team and the much better quarterback. But Davis Brin did throw for 3,200 yards, 18 touchdowns, but he threw 16 interceptions, 59.4%. That's just not what we want here. Okay, we need to come down. We need to basically get double the touchdowns and half the interceptions at this point. So, love to see like a 32-10, maybe. But you know, we'll see if we get there. We'll see if we get there.
Shout out Shay all day. Tuning in.
I do risk it. What up? I do like Deneric Prince, 6'1", 214, 100 attempts, 5.2 yards per carry at 524 yards, 5 touchdowns. We also had Anthony Watkins, 6 foot, 200 pounds, 86 attempts, 634 yards. That's a baller number, dude. 7.4 yards per carry. I mean, that's – both are phenomenal numbers, both over the 5 threshold. You get to the 7 frame, though, baller, dude. Just let me have it.
Unless attempts.
Yeah, much less attempts. I mean, I think you're going to see those flip because, you know, he was that much better. So, Keelan Stokes was injured, 21. He's 6 foot, 194 pounds, had 11 receptions, 148 yards, 13 yards per catch. We're all about that life in four games. In 20, at nine games. In 19, he had 1,000 yards receiving. So, what do you think you get out of Keelan Stokes this coming year?
So, I feel like he was going to have a 2019 year in 21. He was on that pace in that four games, and then he got hurt. That injury, he was out for a while. So I'm going to go with 840, five touchdowns, and high 40s for receptions.
I like it. I think I'm going to give you a little more receptions aspect wise. I think we see around 65 receptions or so. I like to really see that on him.
It's got to be wide receiver one.
I mean, it's
right?
Just the offense they run. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they run a pretty widespread offense, and it's really fast-paced, so I can see that. Their defense needs to step it up, though.
Well, real quick, though, they only return two offensive linemen, which scares me, which means that quarterback's going to be having to throw quick or on the go. So. Well,
the one thing I can tell you is we got a bunch of country boys here in Oklahoma, so – they just gonna reload on that offensive line, homie. So,
all right.
They're gonna have 200-300 pounders like this.
Good. I need that.
On the defense, they allowed 25 points per game versus the AAC, 5.4 yards per play. That's just not good. Joseph Gillespie was the TCU guy. I really, really like this. You know, bringing him in. TCU's always had a really solid defense. He's had a great mentor, you know, when he was there. So, really like that. I do find it a little weird that Jackson player went to Baylor. But you got to go if you can go somewhere if you get better looks. But if you're a baller at Tulsa, you're going to go. I mean, they had Zaven Collins. He was a first-round draft pick. So, you can be a name there. You just have to show up. Defensive line, Anthony Goodlaw, 6'5", 256. 28 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 6 sacks. I actually want to see him put some weight on. 250 at 6'5". I kind of want to see like 275 out of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he looks. He's 285.
I mean, we got guys that are 300. Yeah, exactly. Let's get to, you know, at least 275 here. I mean, minimum. I mean, maybe 285.
Yeah.
Linebacker Justin Wright and John Michael Terry. So John Michael Terry went to OU.
Yes, sir.
6'3", 245. Only played four games last year, but still had 15 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. He's a big old boy, man. He really is. He's not small. I mean, he's as big as old boy, and he's three inches shorter almost. Justin Wright's a beast, though. 6'2", 234, 82 tackles, 39 solo, 5.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, and 1 interception. If you want a Zaven Collins guy, that's who it is. You know what I mean? So he's a dude. I mean, Justin Wright is a dude. Safety, we got Kendarian Ray, 6'4", 200 pounds, 33 tackles, 17 solos, 1 tackle for loss, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble. He's kind of everywhere, but he needs to get back and stop getting beat over top.
I was just about to say, he can't defend the ball because he's always behind the fella, you know?
Yeah, so, bro, you need to back up a little bit. You start getting burnt.
I agree 100%. That was that's the negative on him, but in that secondary, he's the only positive. So it is what it is in that, right? Either find some more guys to put in there.
Well, last year all the offensive thought he was a positive too.
Yeah, they knew Sooner. Him was a positive. You know what I'm saying? So all right, let's roll into Tulane, baby. They were a dismal 2-10, 1-7 in conference. Head coach Willie Fritz. I'm going to say it again. He's another outhouse candidate, man. It's very possible he could be an outhouse candidate. They lost 5 games by 1 score, which was close, but a -9 turnover ratio. That's terrible. That's terrible. All right. Now, offense is dumb. They need to fill the holes at offensive line because they allowed 32 sacks, which is gross. You got to keep your man Michael Pratt upright. You can't be allowing that many sacks. Got to cut that in half. Michael Pratt, last year, he had 2,381 yards, almost 58% completion, 20 touchdowns, 8 picks, which ain't bad. Tajay Spears at running back, 5'10", 190, 129 attempts, 863 yards, 6.7 yards per catch, yards per carry, 9 touchdowns, and he had 19 receptions for a 145. I know you like that guy. Real quick, touch on him.
Yeah, so Spears is a beast, dude. I mean, you can't grab about 6.7 yards per carry, you know. And if you got that type of running back, your pass game should be better. I mean, it just needs to be better. I mean, you can get guys to move up. You should spread the field a little bit. I mean, I love that guy. And I mean, he's good out of the backfield catching 19 receptions. He ran almost 7 yards a carry. Stud, bro. Stud. Especially now, going 2-10. I mean, now give you – we talked about that real quick. They had like 5 or 6 games where they lost by 1 score.
Yeah.
So
– you get in the red zone, give him the damn ball. Excuse my language, but give him the damn ball. Give him the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, I mean, they could have easily been 7, had 7 wins easily.
Easy, easy peasy. Now, if you've been watching the show, you know, you're a running back guy, you're a linebacker guy. I'm a secondary guy, and I'm a tight end and wide receiver guy. And Tyrick James at 6'2", 250 pounds, had 31 receptions last year, 429 yards. A tight end at 13.8 yards per catch and 4 touchdowns. Man, he averaged more yards per catch than the wide receiver that was the one over there, and Shea Wyatt, 5'10", 178 yards. He had 33 receptions for 376, 11.4 yards per catch, and 3 touchdowns. Give me James over Wyatt and put it on the board. What do you think?
I can't turn that down. I can't go against it. I mean, who knows guard it?
Yeah, I mean, and he's flying. I got a piece coming out. I might have to add this gentleman into my piece for tight ends that could kick in your door this year in 2022. I haven't seen him until I did the AAC research. And I like him, and I think I'm going to throw him in the piece because he deserves a little more attention. That defense deserves a little honorable more attention. Mention. Yeah, a little honorable mention. That defense is a little more attention, too. They were terrible on third down last year. They were 10th in the AAC versus the pass. They let up close to 6 yards per play and 34 points per game. Again, I went searching for them gems, them uncut diamonds. I was searching. I found Larry Brooks at safety, 6 foot, 200 pounds. 40 tackles last year, 33 solo tackles. Let me say that again. 40 tackles, 33 solo tackles. Damn. He don't even need help. He's out there on his own. 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack, and 2 pass defenses. And then linebacker Nick Anderson. I think you'll like this gentleman. 5'11", 230 pounds. He had 56 tackles, 40 solo tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 4 sacks in 9 games. Talk to me, Jared.
Yeah, dude, Nick Anderson's the real deal. I mean, dude, he just comes down. Like, he's a Bobby Wagner type of player where he ain't trying to mess around. He just come to get you, bro. And
oh, Bobby Wagner. Shout I mean, out 4 Shea sacks
and 9 half sacks. Hey, Shea all day. I'm telling you, I like Nick Anderson, dude. He just has that frame about him. A 230 at 5'11", that's a big old boy.
Yes, sir. And he could sneak. He could sneak at 5'11".
That's a big old boy.
So, yeah, I like that.
He can get behind those defensive linemen real quick.
And then all of a sudden, he's in your grill, you know. So, let's keep an eye out for Anderson, see what's going down. And we're going to keep it rolling going to Memphis. Talk to us.
Yeah, head coach Ryan Silverfield, probably one of the cooler last names in college football here. So, then he's got Seth Hennigan. I feel like I should get a Heineken for this one. 3,300 yards. Hey, he 59.8%, but he does not turn the ball over. 25-8. He could easily get to 35, you know, and 10. I mean, I can see it. You know, Memphis spreads the ball, dude. They get after it. 6-6 last year, down from 8-3 in 20. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. I mean, we're seeing a lot of changes. Yeah, I mean, it seems like we always talk about a new Memphis running back. I mean, they just keep coming. Right? I mean, we got Gainwell. We got freaking, oh boy, Washington. They got 2 or 3 of them.
Gibson, you know, right?
Brandon Thomas. Yeah, Gibson. Antonio Gibson, right? And then Brandon Thomas is 5'11", 200 pounds, 116 attempts. 669 yards, 5.8 yards per carry, 8 touchdowns. Javon Ducker to Bellevue West was a monster at 5,735 yards, 96 touchdowns while you're at Bellevue West. Come on, bro. Like, those are big boy numbers.
Them Nebraska boys know how to run, huh?
Bro, that's getting it right there.
Yes, sir.
Chasing trains or something over there. I don't know what they're doing, but wide receiver, we got it. It's 5'11", 192, had 22 receptions, 349 yards, but then at 15.9 yards for Yak, bro. Four TDs, got to replace Calvin Austin, 74 receptions, 1,100 yards. Yeah, that's who I think it's going to be, too. I think it's Eddie Lewis. I'm with you on, in your notes. Got to do something there. I'm going to call Hanging Heineken, though, from now on. It's the thing.
I like it.
Yeah, yards per catch, real deal. Defense, 167 yards per game, 32 yards or 32 points per game. Last on third down, minus four in turnover ratio. That's why you're 6-6 instead of 8-3. You know, that's exactly what it is. So you ain't gonna have 8 wins unless you do something. let's be real here. Have you seen safety numbers like this in college? Quindale Johnson, 6'1", 190 pounds, 104 tackles, 66 solo, 4.5 tackles for loss, 11 pass deflections, an interception, and a sack from Memphis. My question is, with NIL deals, bruh, it's time to get the motor running. How did you hold on to Quindale Johnson with those numbers? Because if I'm a team on the rise trying to, I need a safety, how is he still there?
I have no idea. that is like the big dance. You're going to the show with those numbers.
I'm a little, my Sooner should have gave this dude a call. Hey, man, you need to go call this dude because we need 104 tackles from our safety. All right.
You know who else should have called him?
Those numbers, bro.
Yeah. The Bearcats should have gave him a call.
Hey, tell me this, though. 6'1", 190. I think you can get to 210, right? I moved this dude to Nickelback. And just tackle for days.
What kind of vibe you getting from this guy?
I mean, I'm just letting him eat, bro.
Give me a vibe.
Jim Thorpe finalist is what I'm gonna give you.
Ooh. I like that. I like
Jim
that.
Thorpe finalist. And I'm gonna hit my boy RJ Young up right after this and say, hey, I need to know where you got this dude at for your Thorpe. Because he's got a I need to know if he's got him in his, in his preseason dudes, because he better be.
I like it.
And shout out to RJ Young real quick after that.
Hey, give me a comp. Give me an NFL comp to your man,
Eric Reed.
Woo! That was Eric Reed. That was quick too.
Hey, tackle numbers, homie. Tackle numbers, just here. You know IDP. It just sticks in my head, bro. I can't get rid of it. It's in there.
You go to sleep, you see that stuff.
Yeah. Literally, it's just the name just popped in my head. You know, Eric Reed's gone now. He ain't played in a couple years, but his last year at Carolina, bro, led the team in tackles.
And he missed the year.
That's what I see out of him. I see Eric Reed.
He missed the year.
Yeah. Came back and balled out. I mean, just. All I know is that's who I instantly come to. Like that's all I see when I saw Quindale Johnson. Gonna be on Twitter in 40 minutes as soon as we get off here.
Yeah. Now I feel bad that this gentleman has to follow up on Quindale because he's not the shaking stick at either.
Hey, when you Xavier Collins 6'1", 225, 6'9 tackles, 44 solo, 8.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. Really got good numbers. You just ain't Quindale, bro. That's all it is. That's all I got to say.
You're on my side this
good
time.
Numbers.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, what can you say? I mean, those are ungodly numbers from a safety. Ungodly numbers.
And he had 11 pass defenses. So not only does he tackle like a freaking train, he's got hands.
Bro, I mean, that's range all day. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I got nothing but good things to say about the kid. So, oh, yeah.
All right. You want to talk? You want me to roll into the Pirates here? Right, the East Carolina Pirates.
Yeah, just straight in East Carolina.
All right, 7-5.
I turn my head around.
5-3 in the conference. Head coach Mike Houston. He managed to, get 7 wins. That offense averaged almost close to 30 points per game, close to 6 yards per play. So that's not bad. Quarterback Holton Ahlers. Yeah, 3,126 yards, 62% completion, 18 touchdowns, 10 picks. I'd like to see him get to 26 touchdowns and stay around that turnover rate, that number right there, 10, maybe 11. That'd be nice. I think he can do it. At 61.8, I like that a lot. I don't know. I'm hearing that this is a battle in camp, which I can't even understand how this is even a battle, because I think Keaton Mitchell should be running away with this right now. But, I'll just give him a run. So Keaton Mitchell was RB1 last year, 5'9", 108 pounds. He had 174 attempts, 1,132 yards, 9 touchdowns. He also had 22 receptions for 253 yards. And this gentleman is making the buzz right now, which is crazy. But Green Hams, Arms, 5'10", 224 pounds, 164 attempts. He had 580 yards, 4 touchdowns. I guess it's a battle. I mean, it's not a bad thing to have, but you're going to need that when your offensive line allowed 35 sacks.
Hey. Yeah. A little thunder and lightning, bro. Thunder and lightning is all that is.
Justin, go to sleep.
You're good.
Now, defense. In 2020, they gave up 35.4 points per game. In 2021, they knocked that down immensely to 26.3 points per game. Huge. In 2020, they let up 6.21 yards per play. They cut that down to 5.98 yards per play in 2021. So that's a good swing in their favor. They got 3 gentlemen. Defense, you might want to keep your eye out on linebacker Jeremy Lewis, 6'2", 235. He had 42 tackles, 20 solo tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. And then his counterpart, Xavier Smith, he had 6', 247 pounds. He had 45 tackles, 23 solo tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, and 5 sacks. I like that linebacker core. I think they'll do some damage. They also got defensive lineman Rick Diabreu. He's 6'2", 258 pounds. He had 33 tackles, 15 solo tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, and 2.5 sacks. Jay, what do you think about those 3 gentlemen?
Overall, they've got really good size in their front 7. You can't gripe about it, especially for that team. I mean, just really good size. They just don't have a lot of production getting to the quarterback. But their offense gives up a lot of sacks, and that's what we need to switch here. We need you to get 30-something sacks instead of giving up 30-something sacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I feel about it.
Yeah, flip it back. Back the other way. But they also got to replace – he was a dog last year, linebacker Jaquan McMillan. I know you're a fan of McMillan. I think Lewis can step right in and replace that role. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Lewis needs to come in and replace that role. I mean, even in sparing time, he got 42 tackles. I think he can get to 65 to 80 tackles, no problem. So I'm with you on that.
All right. I like these guys a lot. This is coach's team as well. I think these guys are made of a lot of bulldogs, and people are sleeping on these guys. So let's roll into them. Take away.
Let's give it to SMU. That one time they got the death penalties. They're one of the greatest teams in college football. And they've had to claw and come back. They've got Rhett Lashley as their head coach, went 8-4 last year. Really, really good offense. 3 losses by 1 score. And otherwise, we're talking they could win 10, 11 games pretty easily. They got Oklahoma transfer Tanner Mordecai, 3,600 yards, 67 completion percentage, which is phenomenal, 39-12. I mean, the dude has an absolute cannon. He does. But when you're playing against the competition that he was going against at OU, he needed to transfer. Running back Kamar Wheaton is a stud. Honestly, I just can't believe they got it. I mean, 5'11", 190 pounds. He's a five-star recruit out of Bama. Was an absolute monster in college in high school. I do not know how SMU got him. I'll be honest with you. Kamar Wheaton was heavily, heavily recruited. So, can't gripe about it. Real good. Rashe Rice, 6'1", 181 pounds. 64 receptions, 670 yards, 10 yards per catch, 9 touchdowns. But let's get right to this dude. Bo Corrales, 6'3", 210, really good size, 13 receptions, 238 yards last year, 18 yards per catch last year. Dude could be a dog in that offense. I mean, Kamar Wheaton's going to take a lot of pressure off of Tanner Mordecai. He's going to be able to throw 3,600 yards again. I mean, I don't want anything different from Tanner Mordecai. You stay at 39 and 12, and everybody else do their job. I think we agree on that, right?
I agree 100%. I said to you before the pre-show. So here's my question.
So here's my question. Who you got, Tanner Mordecai or Kyle Van Dyke?
Tyler Van Dyke?
Yeah. Sorry, I said Kyle, but.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mordecai because I'm not a Van Dyke fan, and you know that.
I'm with you. I think we've been sleeping on Tanner, bro.
Yo, I said it to you.
All right, they got seven returning starters.
It was the pre-show where I said the SMU's got some dogs that I didn't even think about.
Dude, you've been talking about it for a couple days now. You couldn't wait to talk about SMU, so – You know, I almost feel ashamed about taking them from you, but I mean, they got my boy Tanner, so I kind of have to give Oklahoma. My guys some love. I'll tell you what. I'll give you the defense. So with the defense, they got seven returning starters. Scott Sims is being the new guy, right? So, well, is that with the offense?
No, I wrote the wrong. He's the new defense. Yeah.
Yeah. So 31 points per game, allowing the. That's rough. When your quarterback is putting those numbers up, you can't be allowing 30 points per game, bro. Like, let's get it down to 26, you know?
Yeah, let's get it down to, like, 23.
Let's do that. We're not asking for a ton here. Let's just drop it down.
Yeah.
All right, let me hear what you got.
All right, so they got these two gentlemen on the ends here that are just – they're flying under the radar. I'm going to mess his name up.
Devere.
I'm going to go – Devir Levelston, 6'4", 275 pounds. He had 38 tackles, 17 solo tackles, 10.5 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks. I mean, that just spells D-A-W-G, dog, right there for me. And then you got Eliza Chapman on the other side. He's 6', 272 pounds. Yeah, that's right, 6', 272 pounds. That's a big man. 40 tackles, 25 solo tackles, 9 tackles for loss, and 2.5 sacks. Don't run on the outside against those guys. Please, don't try to run. Don't try to roll out with your quarterback to the side. Anything you want to do is it's got to be up the middle because those guys are going to eat people alive. But then they got a linebacker that's right up your alley and Turner Cole, who's 6'3", 243 pounds. He had 36 tackles last year, and 30 of them were solo tackles. And 7 of those 36 were for a loss. Wow.
And he's a senior. So, I mean, it's go time for Turner Cole.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Ball out season is commenced. Now. It's like Cincy. Got Houston. And they got a out of conference game against TCU, man. Oof. Those are three big games. What do you think? I see.
I think I think SMU wins all three of them.
Ooh, wow. I was not expecting that. I wasn't even going to say that. I was going to go 2-1. I think they can beat Cincinnati, and I think they can beat TCU.
Dude, the Kamar Wheaton addition is absolutely crazy. It's next level.
Yeah, it is. I mean, What's his speed? 4.3? Is that something I read? 4.3, 2.4.
He's a monster, bro. He's a monster.
I got vibes of Gibbs, and they were in the same team, and he knew he wasn't going to play once they picked Gibbs because it was, you know, so he's just like, I'm out. See ya.
I mean, this dude was one of the top running backs in the country coming out of high school. I just don't know what happened there.
I don't know either. It's crazy. Don't sleep on them. Do not sleep on SMU. They got fire jerseys, even though Jared doesn't think so. And they got fire talent. And I think that they're going to be a team that's going to bubble heavily in the AAC this year. Now, let's roll into UCF. Go ahead. Take it away.
Hey, Gus Malzahn is the reason why Auburn won a national championship. Whether he was the offensive coordinator or not when it happened, he's the reason. That's why he became the head coach there. He was just didn't do great while he was there. You know what I mean? And then, you know, they had a few times where they played really well, you know, end up getting beat by Florida State later. But he still went to the championship as a head coach. Quarterback John Rhys Plumlee, he was playing a different position at Ole Miss and then transferred over to Central Florida. Really, really good transfer in my opinion. He's a little guy, though. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds. We'll see what he ends up doing at quarterback. But he's almost perfect for Gus's system. I mean, it's just how he's going to work. Isaiah Bowser, 6'1", 225. I mean, your running back is much bigger than you. That's a little scary. Much bigger. he's just going to tell him to give him the ball. 159 attempts, 7 yards, 4.4 yards per carry. I get it's under my thing, but I think he's going to get to 5, to be honest with you, especially with Gus being the head coach. Yeah, I mean, he did. I mean, you better have 9 touchdowns. 6. You're bigger than most linebackers, bro.
They got to give him the rock.
He's a monster, bro.
It's not his fault. You know what I mean? They got to give him the rock. Oh, he's
going to get 200 carries this year. It's going to happen. You got Ryan O'Keefe, 5'10", 175 pounds, 84 receptions, 812 yards, 9 yards per catch, 7 TDs. Can't grab about any part of that. I mean, that's just really, really solid numbers, especially from a guy who's 5'10". And he's probably
– $175.
Not, let's be real here.
He's probably 5'8". Yeah. $170.
So, Kobe Hudson. Yeah. Yeah, he ain't big. Kobe Hudson, 6'1", 200 pounds, 44 receptions, 580, 13 yards per catch, 4 touchdowns. Honestly, I moved that dude to tight end, bro. Like
– they don't need to. I just have this – because he's there already.
Feeling about it.
Look at that tight end right there, shining. Well, talk about him.
Yeah, well, yeah. Kamora Gamble is 6'4", 245. He 245. 31 receptions, 414 yards, 13 yards per catch. Yeah, you're right. How do you move that guy, though? I mean, those are good numbers. Can't grab about him. 3 returning offensive linemen, and they brought in Swoboda from Virginia, which is a really good grab because he was on a lot of people's radar to come in and transfer. So it's interesting how they got him. All right. The defense is actually really solid. You know, 24 points per game, only 5 yards per play. That's really pretty solid considering you have to score points to beat Central Florida. You always have. You always will. So you got Jeremiah Jean-Baptiste. I wonder if he's got – is he a kind of old boy? 6'2", 230, 51 tackles, 22 solo, 6.5 tackles for loss and sack. Those are solid numbers. You know, then we got David Wilson, 6 foot, 190 pounds, 72 tackles, 41 solo tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss. And honestly, those are monster numbers too from a defensive back, and they would be really good if old boy from Memphis wasn't absolutely killing it with 100. So
right? Hey, you got those numbers and you come in second. I mean, by far.
Yeah, I mean, by far. And in most conferences, you're probably leading the conference, you know, leading your conference in tackles at safety with those numbers.
Great.
I mean, those are just really good numbers. I can't grab by David Wilson's number. All right, we got the big dogs. Cincinnati, what do you got for me?
All right. I mean, they were the Cinderella team last year, right? They were the team that everybody was behind. They came out of nowhere, 13-1. They were ranked in the top 5 for a majority of the year, I'm pretty sure. They were 8-0 in the conference. But this could be how the mighty have fallen, because not only did they lose Desmond Ridder and Alex Pierce in the offense, they lost Saucy Gardner. They lost Kobe Bryant, not the basketball player. Rest in peace. And they also lost Miles Sanders. So head coach Luke Fickell, he's got to start mixing up in the pot and come up with a new stew and see if they can feed it to the fellas and get them on the same page. But that quarterback room, eek. I don't know, man. Ben Bryant, I looked him up. I don't see anything special. And your boy Evan Prater, they might want to move him to tight end, but they got a dog at tight end already. So I don't know what they're going to do with the Taysom Hill wannabe there when he has more rushing attempts than passing attempts. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes down there. If he can get whoever decides to be QB1, if they can get the ball to these two gentlemen, it could be a positive. Trey Tucker, 5'9", 172 pounds, 34 receptions, 426 yards, 12.5 yards per catch, 2 touchdowns. And then Tyler Scott, 5'11", 171 pounds. He had 30 receptions, 520 yards, 17.3 yards per catch, 5 touchdowns. Scott's obviously going to be Alex Pierce's replacement. I mean, everything falls in line right there. The yardage, the yards per catch, and touchdowns. I mean, he just molds right into Pierce's numbers. So I feel he's going to be target number one. And I'm going to tell you right now, this tight end is probably going to be the number two target on the offense. Josh Weil, 6'6", 235 pounds, 26 receptions, 332 yards, 12.8 yards per catch. I love it from a tight end. And 6 touchdowns. He had more touchdowns than any other wide receiver besides Alec Pierce on that offense last year. And then they bring in an LSU transfer to run the rock. And Corey Kiner, I know you like this guy. He's 5'10", 213 pounds. He had 79 attempts for 324 yards, 4.2 yards per carry, which is just on the year 5, and he had 2 touchdowns. But he's a LSU transfer coming to Cincinnati, and he's going to be getting the rock. So talk about him a little bit before we move on to that defense.
Yeah, I mean, to average 4.2 yards per carry in the SEC is what we're really talking about here. And it was in a shared role, which is why we're not seeing a whole lot of attempts out of him. But the kid's got – he's got wheels, and he's a pounder. So, I mean, he is a bowling ball, too. 5'10", 210, let's – give me some of that, bro. I mean, he's – I like Corey Kiner, man. He's going to be really solid there.
Now, on that defense – they limited opponents to 16.9 points a game and 4.5 yards per play. But they, like I said, they lost 7 starters, 3 key players. I mean, you had a cornerback at Sauce Gardner that didn't allow a touchdown in this whole season last year. Insanity. I don't know if you can replace that. That's hard to replace. But they got 2 linebackers that are really good, and they got a safety to watch out for. But their linebackers are Deshaun Pace, 6'2", 218, and 95 tackles, 45 solo. And then linebacker, he also had 4 picks as a linebacker. I mean, he's got hands, sticky hands. Keep an eye out for Pace. They also have Malik Van. He's 6'3", 230 pounds. He had 33 tackles, 19 solo tackles, and 3.5 sacks. And then they got my guy, Javon Hicks, out there in the secondary, roaming, knocking things around, knocking the ball out, hitting people. 6'2", 206 pounds. He had 56 tackles. 31 of those were solo. He had 2 tackles for loss. He had 2 picks and 3 pass defenses. I'm a big Hicks fan. I think he ups those numbers this year, and he gets himself in into the show. I don't know if he'll be a late round, maybe 5th, 6th round, but I think he'll get himself in the show this year. We'll see what happens. What
I think that's exactly where he's going to go, about 5th round. So
yeah.
Yeah, I really like Malik Van, 230, 33 tackles. You know, but like Javon Hicks, like we talked about, I think he does, you know, get to the NFL. I think he is the 5th round pick. I really like that call. Dude, let's get straight to Houston. I think both of us are kind of in between on who we think our two teams are. SMU, it's a real big toss-up. But Clayton Tune's the real deal, 68%, 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Tanner went 39-12. Very comparable between those two. So it's going to be toss-up who wins first team, you know, quarterback in the AAC there. Nathaniel Dell, 5'10 pounds, 90 receptions, 1,300 yards, 14.8 yards per carry, per catch, 12 touchdowns. Dude, somebody better guard this dude.
He's 5'10, okay? Right? That's what it says. 5'10, 155. I weigh 163. I'm 5'6. They can't catch him because they can't see him.
He's quick, fast, and in a hurry running. I mean, that dude's – it's crazy. Those are crazy numbers. I mean, from a little guy. Hey, I bet they don't let him run across the middle much, though.
No, no way. But he gets you over the top, and he's out. Now,
well, we're gonna have to match him up. Tajon Henry, 5'7", 170 pounds, 111 attempts, 524, 4.7 yards per carry, 7 touchdowns. Look, that dude's small, bro. I mean, that's Keyshawn Vaughn small right there, 5'7", 170.
Yeah, but he's only there because my dude scary. Tore his ACL.
Yeah, true. You're right.
You know what I mean? which is terrible because he was going to be there's going to be a dog this year.
Yeah, so you got Brandon Campbell coming over from USC, 5'11", 210, had 12 attempts, 53 yards. He's going to play plenty. But like you said, Alton McCaskill towards ACL in the spring. He was going to ball, dude. Let's be real. He would have got every bit of 200 attempts. They did have two more transfers. They've got Joseph Manjack, 6'3", 205, wide receiver, 7 receptions. We'll see what they have him to. I can tell you Cody Jackson was highly recruited at Oklahoma, 5'11", 180 pounds. He's an absolute burner. I mean, he's a 4'3 guy all day. Matches up very well across from Nathaniel Dell. So I really like that matchup for them. It's going to be really good for them. And they're going to need it because, honestly, I already told you, I think the SMU actually gets Houston. However, and this is the main reason, the offensive line, even though he had 30 touchdowns, he was sacked 38 times last year, bro. I mean, that ain't going to do it, bro. I mean,
yeah.
Getting hit 38 times in college is a lot of numbers, bro. The defense was super solid. They were, what, second? Allowed 20.4 points per game in 21. Go ahead. You're good.
No, it's just, you got to keep him upright, man. 38 sacks. He's carrying your team, and you're just getting him murdered.
Yeah, that's just way too much. We want to talk about a big improvement. Defense went from 32 points per game to 20 points per game. That's dude, 12 points per game is crazy. I mean, that's how you win that many football games, when your defense steps up and shuts people down. I mean, a lot of that's going to have to come from, you know, guys like Alex Hogan, who's 5'11", 190, 27 tackles, 22 solo tackles, literally almost every single one of his tackles are solos, 6 pass deflections, 2 interceptions, really solid cornerback. So I know that you like Donovan Mutant, 6'2", 230, 77 tackles, 46 solo, 6 net tackles for loss, 2 sacks, but that replaced Logan Hall and Marcus Jones. What do you think?
I don't know if those gentlemen can replace Jones. I'm hearing a lot about Jones. I know I'm a homer. You can see it behind the Pats, but I'm a sensible homer. I'm hearing a lot about Jones. He could be a starting cornerback this year for them. He is killing camp. He's beating the other Jones that was drafted before him. So that was a big shoes to fill. I do like Mutant. I think Mutant will be really close to 100 tackles this year. I think he can get close to probably 55 solo tackles, which is insane. And I think he can get close to 5 sacks. If he can put those numbers up there, he's putting himself in that class, you know, right in that class. You're going to get in there, climbing those rounds to get drafted. I think he's going to go to the show if he can continue. He's got to continue and improve. If he can improve a little bit from what he had last year, I think he can get to the show.
So here's my thing, right? They don't have a tough schedule. I mean, with exception of Texas Tech, who hasn't been really great lately, you know, they play UTSA, which, let's be real, UTSA has been really solid. And you know how it is. You can catch somebody sleeping first game of the year, because UTSA ain't overlooking them. I promise you that. You know, Kansas been a little up and down. Who knows? Rice, they get by Rice. Do they get by Coastal Carolina is the question.
That's good. That's a game that we might have to put that one on. So real quick, it's going to dev you off. But we're going to be going live on certain games, me and Jared, throughout the season. We're going live for the Backyard Brawl. I think that game right there, because that's a shootout with quarterbacks. I think we might have to go live for that Coastal Carolina-Houston game. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be a fun one for sure. I mean, it could be a shootout.
That's
it could be just like that BYU Coastal Carolina game last year.
That was what? McCall and Hall, right? They were just chucking all over the field.
Yeah, great game.
So, I'm going to go with Houston's going to win that game only because I don't feel that Coastal Carolina has as solid of a defense. But that's my only reason right there. Because quarterbacks, man, he's close. He's close. McCall's close to oh boy here. Ah, man.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be a fun one, dude. I can't wait for the Houston SMU game, to be honest with you. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
That's definitely let's circle it type of game right there. I mean,
100%.
I mean, week 10, November 5th. November 5th got all week, always got good weeks. I mean, that's going to be a game, bro. I mean, be honest with you. I can't wait for that one. That's we circling the calendar on that one.
So, can you believe
that? That's probably for the conference champion. You know, who goes to the conference championship?
What, you're going to go SMU Houston?
Yeah, I think they play each other. You know, I think SMU gets them. I take that back. I honestly think I think Houston's going to be looking forward to that game and might lose to Tulsa the week before. And then come out and then
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Have a little hangover.
I see what
you did. Have a little hangover and get beat.
I see what you did there. Yeah, you had to appease a couple people. I understand. I get it. Now, real quick, did you think that we would be able to go for almost 55 minutes on AAC? Because I honestly didn't think we would.
I mean, it's still 12 teams, bro.
I know. But when we brought it up, we're going to do AAC and Independence. 11. And I'm like, I thought we were going to squeeze the Independence.
Then we started counting. I'm like, man, I don't know if we can get through 11 teams, you know. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, to get here, I'm happy we're here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
we got we're not going to let you in on the secret yet because it's still too early. But we got some big names in college football industry that are going to be with us in the next couple weeks. Probably the next 3 or 4 Fridays in a row, we're going to have big names back-to-back-to-back-to-back. So we're going to be breaking down. We're pretty much done with conferences. Unless there's something that changes, guest appearance can't happen. We might throw another different conference in there, take on Independent, take on Mountain West. Is that what it is? Is that the other division we're talking about? But we don't know.
I mean, the Independence is the one that we could really talk about. So
yeah, that's the one we really wanted to touch on. But so it's always on the backup plan. But we're gonna probably touch on let's see. We're gonna do a little Heisman talk, I think, next week. I believe, right? We're gonna talk guys projected in all the awards, offensive side, and maybe we'll go a little bit on the defensive side. Real quick, though, I want to shout out the Burning Podcast for putting Will Anderson at 2 for Heisman Talk. I love it. Great to see the other people. Coach, I'm telling you, he's coming. He's coming for all those offensive guys in the Heisman. He's coming. And then the following week, I think we're going to dive into wide receivers. I don't know if we're going to do 2023. We might even touch on the 2024 class a little bit at the end. And that's about all we're going to give you for a tease, because then after that, you're going to have to sit down and buckle in, because it's going to get wild and crazy.
Jared, yeah, it's about to get crazy.
What do you want to talk? Talk to the people. Tell them about anything you want to talk about, your show you got coming up. I think I'm on this week. I'm not sure.
Yep. So I got the head-to-head IDP podcast coming up on Tuesday. Nina will be here. I do have a special IDP guest coming up in a couple weeks. Really big name in our group. We might, depending on how camp goes, a mid-season bye week out of Kenneth Murray. We're in the talks, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh boy! All right, so you heard it. We got a lot of things brewing.
I'm okay with putting that right out there. So
yeah, Murray, if you're watching, we're gonna tag you. Come on, we'd love to have you. You know, it's the story, same story every week. But we need more and more. You know, Coach has got a special gift for the Patreon members once we get to 25. Jared's got a big one once we hit 50. And it's growing. You know, weekly we're growing. A couple here, a couple there. There's five ranks. The one I always talk about, Jared backs me up. It's five. It's about you. You know what I mean? It's your class. It's breaking down your draft, any kind of questions that you want. You can get one of us in the DMs. You can get us on the emails. You can get it up in the Discord. You can get you anything you want. You can bounce it off everybody. It's 14 to 17 of us that are around, and we can always give any information. And you can choose who you want, who you would like to tag and get your insight from. So check out the Patreon. Go over to the YouTube. Check it out, Totes and Titles. Click that button, subscribe. Click that bell so you know when we go live all the time and that's posted. We're right around 620 subscribers. I'd like to get to 650 within the next 2 weeks. I'll be giving away a shirt and a T2T package for anybody who screenshots the 650th subscriber. Send it to me or Jared, and we'll get you out that prize pack. We're on the podcast. We're on Anchor. You know, we're everywhere. So check us out. We're on Spotify. Check us out. Give us a like. You know, positive five-star review. We love it all. And once again, it's coming. College football is almost here, folks. It's ready. Are you ready? How excited are you? I'm gassed. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dude, I'm there. We only got 4 weeks. Like, let's get after it, bro. Like, we're counting down at this point.
That's what I'm talking about. I am so gassed up. Like, I think I might have said a blunder on air. Justin, I apologize. So check us out next week. We're gonna have a guest appearance, and after that, we out, man. Have a good night.